AP News, I'm Haya Pujwani. The son of Iran's late Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei was named his successor. Mojtobah Khamenei has long been considered a contender to the post, even before an Israeli strike killed his father. AP's Julie Walker reports on the war and what President Trump had to say about U.S. boots on the ground.
The Iran war entering its second week with rocket fire continuing in the Middle East, with Saudi Arabia reporting its first deaths. President Trump vowing to keep the pressure on and responding to a question about American boots on the ground.
Could there be? Possible, for very good reason. Have to be very good reason.
Trump was en route from Dover Air Force Base Saturday after attending the dignified transfer of six U.S. soldiers killed in Kuwait.
They're great heroes in our country.
Meanwhile, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi telling NBC's Meet the Press there needs to be a permanent end to the war, not a ceasefire.
Unless we get to that, I think we need to, continue fighting.
I'm Julie Walker.
A federal judge has ruled that the Trump administration's actions to dismantle Voice of America are illegal. AP's Mike Hempen.
U.S. District Court Judge Royce Lamberth says Carrie Lake, President Trump's choice to lead the federal agency overseeing Voice of America, did not have the authority under the law to take her actions. His ruling was the result of a lawsuit filed by three journalists laid off by Lake. Lake calls it a bogus ruling by an activist judge and says it will be appealed. The journalists say they feel vindicated. The decision's effect on VOA operations is not clear. Voice of America transmits news coverage to countries around the world. VOA has been operating with a skeleton staff in only a handful of languages. I'm Mike Hempen.
Country Joe McDonald, a hippie rock star of the 1960s, died Sunday. He was 84. This is AP News. New York City police confirm IEDs were used at a weekend protest outside the mayor's residence, ending in arrests. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports once again.
The NYPD says at least two improvised explosive devices were set off, however unsuccessfully, at a rally and counter-protest Saturday in front of Mayor Zoran Mamdani's official residence. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
The devices, which were a bit smaller than a football, appear to be a jar wrapped in black tape.
The bomb squad says they could have caused serious injury. Tisch says the devices were thrown by a mere ballot.
Witnesses reported seeing flames and smoke as it traveled through the air before it struck a barrier and extinguished itself a few feet from police.
The police commissioner says six people are under arrest, including one of Lang's rally participants, who they say sprayed counter-protesters with some kind of irritant similar to pepper spray.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.